This is The Gente Identidades. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez, doctor in education and passionate about culture.
Tonight, we have Ricardo Pineda, former consul of Mexico in Tucson and current consul of Mexico in Douglas. Thanks, Consul Pineda, for accepting the invitation to The Gente Identidades.
First of all, thank you, Nadia. Thank you for having me today. It's a real pleasure to be with you and your audience and to be with the Latin Connections, KXCY. First of all, let me establish that I am from Mexico City. I studied my bachelor degree in international relations in Mexico City and a master's degree in national security affairs. After that, I went to the Mexican diplomacy career. And then, I continued working at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and ready to go out to represent my country. Also, I have taken several highly specialized courses about the U.S. and the Mexican relationship and about some other international fields. So far, I am part of the Mexico's Foreign Service, and I have so far the rank of an ambassador for Mexico. During my career, I have been posted in Washington, D.C. I was there for around 7 years working at the Mexican embassy in different positions. I was posted later in San Diego, California. I was the Deputy Consul General of Mexico in San Diego, and then I was the Acting Consul General of Mexico in San Diego, California. Then Mexico's government asked me to go to Boise, Idaho, amazing part of the country, to open the one and only Mexican representation, one and only representation from any part or any country in the world in Idaho, which was amazing because in Idaho, we have around 11.4% of the general population, and it's Mexican. A Mexican that are not newcomers, Mexicans that have been living there for a while, for a number of years. Remember that we used to have a border with Idaho, no? Before 1848, the U.S. and Mexico's war. Now we have a pretty well-established Mexican community. From there, I was asked to go to move to Tucson. I was very lucky because I had the opportunity to expand the work of the Mexican consulate. Which is a key consulate, the one and only call center to attend the Mexican community. And it doesn't exist in any other part of the world. Over there, we have 50 professionals providing services, responding on a fast manner to the Mexican community. And not only the Mexican community that lives in Arizona, which is huge, no? Around 1.8 million people. No, to the Mexican community living in the whole U.S., the 50 states in the U.S., and everything based in Tucson so far. From Tucson, as you know, I was asked to move to Douglas, Arizona, which is a huge challenge because we have a number of tasks to perform that happened a year ago. But it's amazing because in this very same time, the pandemic just showed up. Because of the pandemic, we have had to exercise different ways of working, communicate with the community, communicate about the service that we can provide. And we have been very lucky because we were received by a community, small community, on the most friendly manner. So I'm pretty happy so far to be able to represent my country, very happy to be able to interact with Mexican communities along the border in between Arizona and Mexico, and to provide services for both sides of the border. My tenure here has been a very active, a very lucky one, and the good thing is that the size of the community is which has been providing to us a different approach to what a diplomat is, to what a diplomat have to stand for and to work for. So having said that, I have had a very intensive but amazing work stay, tour of duty in the U.S. and now in the state of Arizona.
This has been The Gente Identidades. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez. Production and editing, Gwendolyn Hernandez, DJ Neni G. Follow us on social media using the handle TucsonID.